Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, this week we have decided to talk about Black Friday and what has Black Friday come to.
Yes.
All right, so once again, Black Friday is the topic for this week's episode.
Yes.
And what has Black Friday come to?
What has it come to, Bernard?
Well, what has it come to?
Yeah.
Mess, basically, is what it's come to. Because you used to have to wait until Black Friday
in order to get great deals.
Yeah, in order to get great deals, and now you can get it the week before.
The week after,
and when you go back to the store,
it's the same exact price.
Right? So this week we will be sharing from BusinessInsider.com. BusinessInsider.com, and it is why is it called Black Friday? How the biggest shopping holiday of the year got its name. Mm-hmm. And once again, it's not the biggest holiday shopping event, because now they do it for a week or two.
That's right.
Prior to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a perfect example for you guys. All right, so what do you see there from the Business Insider? We'll start with that.
Okay.
And why is it called Black Friday? And we'll go with that. Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So many people believe we call the day after Thanksgiving Black Friday because stores would go from operating at a loss or being in the red to earning a profit or being in the black. While that's technically true, the term's origins are a bit darker.
Okay, so I guess you wanted to start with that. I wanted to start with something else, but we'll go with that. So, the terminology Black Friday, and on here they talk about the two people who actually came up with it. It was because of a gold split or something like that that caused the actual stock market to go down, and they came up with that name, Black Friday, to basically offset it. So, but I wanted to go into, it says on the BusinessInsider.com that Black Friday is the best day for finding a great deal on just about any product, both online and in stores. Mattresses, laptops, TVs, clothing, kitchen appliances, and more drop to all-time low prices, often with a very
limited stock.
The deals often continued through Cyber Monday and beyond. But have you ever wondered where the holiday shopping extravaganza got its name? All right, and then you just read that, right? Where it says many people believe that Thanksgiving or whatever, day after. So let's break this down a little bit here. So as you know, we basically, how do I put this, used to go out every Black Friday or the day after Thanksgiving, if, you know, some people don't want to use Black Friday or whatever, and early in the morning. So this year, my neighbor said that he wanted to be my battle buddy. And so we went to one of the stores, one of the real big stores, whatever, and it wasn't that many people in line. I think the store opened up at 6, and we got there about 5:20, 5:30 or something like that. But it just wasn't the same, though.
No, it wasn't the same, because you back in the day, well, how many years ago? Before the pandemic? Before the pandemic. The stores will have different things on sale. They will have like doorbusters and like TVs, you know, they would have a certain amount, and then, you know, people would
line up,
and if you had somebody to break line, you know, people would go off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're talking about all the fights and stuff that they used to have on TV.
Yeah, I mean,
And you don't even, I don't even think we saw any of that this year.
Mm-mm.
Where people were cutting up in the stores or whatever. Kind of like, what was that movie that,
Jingle All the Way?
With, right, where they're fighting for,
For
the latest toy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how Black Friday used to be. So now Black Friday isn't like that, and it's just...
Not saying that we want to see people fight, it's just...
No, but it's just, it's taking the fun out of it.
It has taken the fun out of it.
You might have 10 TVs, or 20 PlayStations, or whatever is the latest toy at the time.
Yeah, well, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, so with that, the stuff not being there... with people being able to get the stuff online now, it's totally different. Right?
I mean, the crowd has dwindled down to like nothing now. I noticed, you know, as the day got Friday, as the day got longer, people would just come out. They were migrating outside of home.
Okay. But it's not like they were getting up 4 o'clock in the morning to go wait in line and all that stuff.
Right.
Because I think they had an abundance of TVs and appliances and stuff like that that people were actually looking for.
Right.
So I wanted to break down what you read about the prices being dropped at discounted, real big discounted prices, and the companies would go from operating in a loss to a profit.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain to me, if you're cutting these prices so low, how are you going from a profit, I mean a loss to a profit?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that? What's your thoughts on that? Well, I give you my thoughts while you're thinking. My thoughts are that basically the prices were way too inflated in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion,
right?
Because if you can now go from a loss to a profit, then we actually have a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's my thing, right? So what you got on it? What's your take?
That's my take on it. I mean, everything is always overpriced. I believe.
Everything is always overpriced?
Always overpriced.
Well, they all in business to make money, right?
Not lose money. Exactly.
Correct. So I don't think that they are going to sell those TVs and all of that stuff at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
So either way, that's saying what I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
About that, it's already inflated prices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they aren't going to give you the TV.
Right.
Right? Like if they paid, let's just say, I'm throwing out a number. If they paid $400 for the TV, they aren't going to sell you that TV for $300.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what they're saying, that they actually go from the red to a profit,
right?
Because because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like how we had the meeting a little while ago with our friends, and we were saying that these people have figured out, or they're trying to figure out, how to separate you from your hard-earned money.
Exactly.
Right? So that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these advertisements and stuff like that that you actually see on TV, that stuff isn't by chance that they are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They have figured out the formula to be able to separate you from your hard-earned cash,
that's why
right?
You must stay vigilant, and you must be wise with all, you know, everything.
Yeah. So, people are just buying up and buying up and buying up.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you don't have to wait until Black Friday,
right?
Because it's the week prior or
online.
two weeks prior.
Shop online,
right? Yeah. So I think that's what a lot of people are doing now. They're shopping online and you know, they're getting their stuff just basically sent to the house now, rather than actually having to
go out and
shop.
I mean, that takes away the experience of it. You know, not that you want to go out and just spend up a whole bunch of money, but it just takes the experience away.
Yeah, so basically they aren't really, I mean, they are marking it down.
Mm-hmm.
They're marking it down, though, from those high inflated prices
right.
to a price where they're still going to make a profit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
By selling more. So what else does the actual Business Insiders say about the Black Friday experience So on there, they are talking about the mattresses, laptops, TVs,
mm-hmm.
clothing, kitchen appliances, all of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and I need to do some research on this, but then they came up with this thing called Small Business Saturday,
okay.
when you actually are buying from locals,
right?
Where you're supposed to support your small businesses or locals or whatever
mm-hmm.
in their shops. And then on top of that, they have this day that's called Cyber Monday now,
mm-hmm.
right? So Cyber Monday,
folks wait out.
Yep. Cyber Monday is online. So basically, you're getting up early in the morning or whatever, and then you're shopping online, and then it's delivered to your house. So what? That is another way for them to separate you from your hard-earned cash.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, let's get into why it's called Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go with that real quick? Why is it called Black Friday?
The term Black Friday was first coined in 1869 when two investors, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, caused a market crash by driving up the price of gold. As a result, the stock market dropped 20%, foreign trade stopped, and farmers witnessed a huge drop in corn and wheat value. Much later in Philadelphia, during the late 1950s and early 1960s, locals resurrected the term to refer to the day between Thanksgiving and the Army-Navy football
game.
The event would summon massive crowds of tourists and shoppers, putting a lot of strain on local law enforcement to keep everything in line. And so it wouldn't be until the late 1980s that the term became synonymous with shopping. Retailers reinvented the Black Friday name to reflect the backstory of how accountants used different color ink, red for negative earnings and black for positive earnings, to denote a company's profitability. Black Friday became the day when stores finally turned a profit. The name stuck, and since then, Black Friday has evolved into a season-long event that spawned more shopping holidays like Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday.
Okay, so that's basically what we were just talking about there, mm-hmm. where now it's not just on that Friday,
mm-hmm.
it's the Friday, the Saturday, and then the Monday. Right? So what we have to do is we have to be smart, right? We have to not basically go out and run up a bunch of credit cards and stuff
right.
like that
mm-hmm.
just because you think that something's on sale
right.
when it's really not
mm-hmm.
on sale, mm-hmm. right?
First of all, you have your list with you, and then, you know, just do what you can and don't try to keep up with anyone else and their gift that they're going to give to someone else.
Yeah, so that's easy to say because I know I was in one of the big stores
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Usually we go out, I'll go out early in the morning
and then you'll
come back, pick you up, and then you'll go for clothes or
mm-hmm.
something like that. So as we were in one of the big stores
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, No, Friday, I'm sorry.
Friday.
On Black Friday, I noticed that they had some towels, hand towels, and washcloths on sale.
Right.
So these towels that they actually had, I think they were regular priced at like $10 or $12.
Per one?
Wow. Or whatever. And they actually had them on sale for $2.99. Which was a doorbuster sale or whatever.
That's a great price.
Yeah, but I wasn't intending on buying no towels.
You bought a lot of them, too. I mean, we needed some newer towels.
We did. But see, that's that thing about that that doorbuster or whatever
to get you
in the door, right? And then, we'll give them a couple towels at this discounted price.
And then
we'll get them on this other stuff. So the store that we were actually in, we ended up getting those towels, and then you brought a couple of shirts and a couple of other things, and they were all on the doorbuster or whatever, if you want to call it that. But remember, I don't think that it was actually the best price that it could be or whatever, because I don't think they would sell this stuff at a loss. Do you think that they would sell this stuff at a loss? At a loss? Yeah.
No. Because then they were counting on you to do what you did.
Yeah. They were counting on me to get something.
To get more.
Yeah. More stuff. Actually, because I wasn't spending
on.
No,
I'm talking about the item. The items that you got. Because you got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I did get some.
And see, that's what they wanted. You did it.
Yeah. Well, we needed some towels. So.
But if they weren't that cheap, you wouldn't have gotten as many as you did.
No, I didn't. Because I wouldn't have. I'm sorry.
You would not have.
I wouldn't, because I think I ended up getting about, I don't know, 12 towels or something like that. Because we replaced some of our older towels. And now we have. When we have guests come, we have new towels that they can actually use. So that was actually a good buy. But some of that stuff, though, you just buying it just to be buying it. And I over the Black Friday weekend, I think I wasn't planning on spending what I spent, you know, over the weekend. But they would have things on sale. Like the one store that we went to was Hanes. They had 40% off
Hanes.
The regular price undergarments.
Oh, like that's right. Yeah.
For men, you know,
you needed those.
Well, yeah. See, you're saying you needed it, but wasn't planning on buying that either, though. But I'm just saying, you know, so it's things to entice you in.
Yeah, and to buy more.
Into buying more, though. So that's what they actually do. You say, man, I needed some new t-shirts or whatever.
Or either I can find somebody to give these to.
Yeah, or you can find somebody to give them to. But I plan on keeping my t-shirts, though.
Yeah, you need your t-shirts.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah. So, it's like these people are skilled marketers, basically. They know that once they get you into the store,
that's it.
That 9 times out of 10, you aren't just going to buy what you came in there to get.
Right.
And you are going to come out with even more.
And then what do you see when you see a crowd? You want to go over there and see what's on sale.
Yeah, you want to go see what's going on.
And that right there.
Right? And you know, that just reminded me. Remember, this was some years back when the guy, I forgot what store it was at, but someone just went outside and started looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
Right? I think you remember this.
Yeah.
And so as that person looked up at the sky, more people started to gather.
That's right.
To look up at the sky to see what was going on.
That's how it.
So, those people just standing out there looking.
That happened to me. I when I saw that rainbow, I had to pull over to take a picture, and they were looking like, "What in the world is she taking a picture of?" They didn't stop, but they were just wondering. Of course.
Like, what were you doing?
Why was I looking up at the sky?
Yeah, so, you know, so people, right, if you see if you see something that's interesting and, uh-huh. or like you said earlier, you see something that's on sale in mm-hmm. a crowd or whatever, you wanna, your human nature is, mm-hmm. hey, let me go over there and see what's going on over there.
And if you see a long line, you're like, why are they in line?
Yeah,
correct. Is there a sale going on?
Yeah. So, and see, these people have figured that out. So, mm-hmm. but back to our original topic, though, Black Friday. How did Black Friday turn out to be what it is now? Because of computers and stuff like that, people don't have to go to the store. You know, you can just buy online and have it sent to your house.
Yeah, that, yeah, just like me and this, the lady was talking at the perfume counter or, you know, area the on Friday. And she was saying, she was like, they're trying to get rid of the brick and mortar stores and, you know, just go on, you know, people just shop online. She said that would be missing because of the interaction that you get with people, the experience that you get with people.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, which is, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, you know,
it
because
does.
We're saying that Black Friday isn't what it used to be because we are used to the people being around there, you know.
Yeah, interacting
we're used to
with
a lot
people.
Of people. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it brings up conversations. It's just like a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're talking to someone that's not on the team with you, there's something that you can connect with, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're human.
Mm-hmm.
You want to connect.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but basically what you and that young lady was saying mm-hmm. is that they want to put everything online.
Online.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you could just... No more brick and mortar stores
right.
because you don't have that high cost of maintaining the mm-hmm, building, mm-hmm. the electrical, mm-hmm. and all of that. And your stuff, your order would just go into a warehouse,
and you
would just send it
right
to the people.
To the people, but then
address.
I can see in a business standpoint, you know, where you know people would do better. Business-wise, but as human beings, we need to make that a connection. Because when you go out shopping and you meet a friend somewhere and you go grab coffee and, you know, before you go shopping or whatever, that's an experience. That's
okay.
That's being connected to another human being, which, you know, we need that these days.
Yep. So what's your experience with Black Friday there, audience? Are you guys into going out and being amongst the crowds on Black Friday, or are you just now one of the online shoppers who pretty much take care of everything online, right? So that's our question for this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us.
Yes.
Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you.
We love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Remember, we'll be praying for you. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings.
Until next time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. Silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. SILENTLY. BLESSEDMEDIA@gmail.com. One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.